Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. The Braves win Game 3 of the series against the Dodgers and avoid the sweep. Would have been a season sweep. Would have been the first time the Dodgers season sweep the Braves since they moved to Atlanta. So good thing they avoided that. There was some positives over the weekend, but the big takeaway is the Dodgers are still really, really good. The Braves are working their way back towards it, but the Dodgers are still real good. We'll talk some NBA coming up in about 20 minutes as well. The AMA at 1:40 will get the phone lines open. And also, the phone lines are open right now for caller number 6, 404-726-0929, to win a pair of tickets to the Good Vibes Only Tour at the Lakewood Amphitheater to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. Caller number 6 right now, 404-726-0929. We'll send you to the show.
Yep. So get on our level. Yeah. Oh, we just failed to mention this. Talked about it in the break. All right. So Michigan's head coach,
Sharon Moore,
yep, is self-imposing, mm-hmm, right?
Yep.
Suspension for 2 games.
Yep.
Okay. But not the first 2 games of the season.
Nope.
No. Not the first 2 games. The 3rd and 4th game. Now, I'm really trying to wrap my, like, if you get to decide, because when we talked, man, you talked about this before the show, why wouldn't you pick the first and third game?
Right. Because just for people that don't know the Michigan schedule, like we obviously didn't, they play New Mexico week 1.
Yes.
You can miss that one.
You can miss that one, right?
They play Oklahoma week 2.
No, you don't want to miss that one.
At Oklahoma, I believe. At least Oklahoma's the home team. I don't know if it's there, if it's a neutral site or whatever. Look, yeah, it's at Oklahoma.
Okay.
And then week 3, Central Michigan. And then week 4, Nebraska.
Yeah.
So you don't want to miss the Nebraska game. Nebraska might be good.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
But what are these? I mean, I thought Jim Harbaugh got suspended for everybody.
Right. I thought that happened.
I thought that already happened. I thought he got suspended for everybody. For the hamburger, what was that dork's name?
I can't remember his name.
What was it? Skeens. No, that's Skeens.
Mm-mm. Nope, that's the pitcher for the Pirates. Michigan dork.
You sure they went? It wasn't Sklone or something like that? Or Keen or? One of them. Did you type in Michigan Dork?
Yep.
Okay.
And I think it is gonna. I think it's gonna be right. I think it's gonna help. No, it's just because there's a lot of nerds that go to Michigan. You know, because it's a really good school.
Okay. All right. But I mean, I just think that I'm curious. Like, is this it right here? Are we done with the suspensions for Michigan head coaches for some stuff that happened during COVID?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm so curious about this because when I saw that, like, this kind of popped out when I was on the way to work this morning.
Yeah.
I was like, hold on. I thought all the suspensions were already taken care of.
Connor Stallions.
Okay.
That was
But
his
I'm
name.
Like, you remember how long it took for him to get his damn contract done?
Yeah, Sharon Moore started, I think, last year with no contract.
Yeah, and so
they coached a handful of games and then got the contract done.
So now you're like, okay, what is going to be the result of this now? 2 games, and he picked 3 and 4. Not 1 and 2.
Well, I guess
not
if you're,
1 and 3.
If you're self-imposing, right?
Yeah.
Then you can self-impose whenever you want.
But why wouldn't you do one? in three.
Because remember, and I know you just talked about how all the games they missed, but remember the year they won the national championship, like Harbaugh missed the first three or four games
remember,
of the year.
Remember, I think it was like they were at Penn State, they told him on the tarmac he couldn't go or something like that.
And I think that was for the recruiting stuff. Like that was the hamburger. Right. And then later in the year, they self-imposed he didn't coach the Ohio State game or the Big Ten championship game.
Yes.
So it was like five games where he didn't coach them that year, and then he was back for the playoffs, and obviously they won the national championship. But, yeah, that happened. Yes. This must be for something
different. It got to be something else.
Connor Stallions.
Yeah, like, what the hell? Connor.
And then they made a documentary about
it. Yes, that I actually watched.
Or he made a documentary about himself.
That I actually watched, which was very entertaining.
Was it?
It was very entertaining.
Okay.
Because he's a he's special.
He's an odd duck.
There it is, right there. Yeah. Odd duck. I don't know what an odd duck looks like, but if it looked like something, it would look like Connor.
Looks like Connor.
Yeah. But no, there's the car right there.
Oh, the Lego car.
Yeah, the Lego car. It's so cool.
Speaking of ducks and college football, we're all kind of but some people are waiting for this big five-star quarterback to make his choice today.
Yes.
Apparently, it's between Georgia and Oregon.
Yes, and there's I don't know. I'm assuming he's mulling over multi-million dollar deals.
It's got to be what it is.
Yeah, probably.
Right? I mean,
and
if it comes down to money, like, no offense to Georgia, but like,
yes.
Phil Knight's going to pay whatever.
Yeah, man. We're not. It ain't going to be no bidding war between Oregon and Georgia.
Yeah, you don't want to get into a bidding war with Oregon.
No, you don't. No, because we'll lose that. We'll lose that one. And then I know Kirby's going to be like, all right, bye.
Right.
I already know. I have no doubt because I've known he's done it. All right. Well,
yeah. Yeah, we're not doing that.
Andy, did you know that these cats are getting tattoos, right? And they're going under anesthesia, like going to sleep to get tattoos?
Did not know that.
Like, if I got to go to sleep to get tattoos, I don't want the tattoo. Because it seems like it would hurt like hell when you wake up.
It would.
Yeah. So why not just deal with the pain then? But yeah, so I was like, you got your whole back, and I'm like,
cats are doing 8 and 12 hour sessions.
Sessions
where, you know, if you didn't have anesthesia, you'd be going 4 hours maybe.
And oh, right, because you do it in chunks, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you though, man. I'm not. That's part of it. Like, part of getting a tattoo is the process.
I ain't gonna give you that, Bo. But
it's a very enjoyable process.
But
you know,
for to go under anesthesia, like, are these
soft?
Are these tattoos?
Yeah, just say it. Say it. Don't beat around
the
bush.
Do they bring in professional anesthesiologists to put these dudes down?
I hope so. Because if you mess that up,
you're
forever.
Dead. Like, do they have one on call? I'm assuming it's in a tattoo shop.
Yeah.
So like, hey Barry, I need you to come knock somebody out for me.
You got to ride down with the anesthesiologist van and get all your equipment out.
They have to only probably be in these like celebrity tattoo shops, like, cause there are only specific artists that these guys go to.
Right.
Okay.
And if, you know, Odell Beckham's or Dak Prescott's the biggest one, I think, got a whole freaking back piece done in one session because of anesthesiology.
I would just assume, like, anesthesia would be expensive.
Super expensive.
Like, that's way more expensive than the tattoo. Like, not even in the same ballpark.
No.
And your insurance isn't covering that.
No.
It's not like you're getting surgery. You know what I mean? This is elective.
Right.
I don't know that there's any medical reason to have a tattoo. Maybe there is. I don't know. Someone can let me know. But yeah, that's not covered, I don't think.
No, but damn. Huh. Like 12 hours up under some anesthesiology.
That's wild.
Good. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I know. I don't want a 12-hour tattoo, and I don't want to. I've never been put under for anything.
Really?
Uh-uh. I've never been.
You ever had surgery?
Never had surgery.
Look,
never had my wisdom teeth out either. They're just in there.
Good for you.
That's why I'm so wise.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Let's get to the big story of the day.
That's what it is.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Riley gets into this one. Left field with a lot of carry. Touch of all time, Austin Riley. His seventh. And he picks up RBI 21 and 22. Punches out the side. Riley delivers a bomb. It's 2-0. Swing and another drive. Deep center field. This one is also out of here. Fly, baby, fly. Austin Riley's second two-run home run of the night. It's Austin Riley 4 and the Dodgers 0.
They needed every one of them.
Every single one of them.
Dodgers
Raffy.
Scrap. They're scratch and claw their way back in, but Braves were able to hold them off, win the game 4-3, win one of the three games of the weekend series. And Friday night was a competitive game. It was a pitcher's duel. Braves just couldn't get anything going with the bats. Saturday was just a weird deal. Like, the game didn't start until 10:30 because of all the rain. Honestly, I woke up Sunday morning, and my phone had the alert of the score, and I was like, they played last night? Yep. They actually started that thing? So I went back and watched some of it last night. But, this is Dodgers lineup is formidable.
Mm-hmm.
They got some dudes, man.
And as you know, we talked Friday, didn't want to say measuring stick of where you are, because even though, like you said, they could have easily won the series.
Could have easily won Friday.
Could have easily won Friday, and obviously they won yesterday.
Could have easily lost yesterday and got swept.
And so you look at it from that standpoint of where you are without two of your best players that are not here, and especially one guy that's going to play all the time, and your best pitcher, one of the best pitchers in baseball, where do you, measure up to this team? Because, the Dodgers didn't have some of their pitchers and things like that. But I thought, just the fact that this is the first series they lost in five, right? Mm-hmm. And so you got the Reds in town, De La Cruz. And did he hit an inside the park home run against the Braves? Or am I thinking of another team?
That does kind of sound familiar.
I thought he did. I don't know why I thought he hit an inside the park.
It wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me. But I mean,
you
got the Reds coming in for four, I think, too. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, just go out there and try to figure out a way to just get back on this winning streak, because you're three games under 500. Before the Dodgers, we were hoping that you were going to come back home from Colorado at 500, but you lost a couple more games and everything. But can you continue to get this good pitching? Elder's been good. I mean, I know we like to clown him and things like that, and I don't want to get a little too over my skis or nothing with him.
I don't want to go crazy.
Yeah, but he's been doing pretty good.
But he's had four really good starts in a row.
Yes, he has.
Again, I always kind of grade some of these guys a little bit differently. Like, if he's your fifth starter and this is what you're getting from him, you take it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like, yeah.
He's been really solid of late. Pitching matchups in this four-game series start with A.J. Smith-Shawver tonight, like you said. Chris Sale goes tomorrow. Grant Holmes, who's also been really solid, and he pitched really good on Friday. And then Spencer Schwellenbach goes on Thursday in the final game of the series. And he's been obviously really solid to start the year. Oh, hit for the cycle.
He did something crazy against the Braves.
Yeah, man.
He's just
fun to watch.
Yeah, man.
Him and the guy in Pittsburgh, too, O'Neill Cruz.
Oh, how's he doing?
Super, I don't know. I know he got hurt last year, but he's really fun to watch.
Not great.
Is he not?
Kind of scuffling. Ellie's definitely the better tall shortstop.
Really?
They're just kind of built the same.
They are.
De La Cruz, you know. One thing that stood out yesterday, beyond obviously Austin Riley and the power numbers, you're seeing Michael Harris a little bit more aggressive on the base pass. Seven steals so far this year. Always kind of thought he could be a guy that could get 40 or 50 steals if he put his mind to it. He's fast enough to do it. So he's got seven at this point of the season. Maybe it's a 40 steal season for him.
And hopefully
it's
that guy, because that's what Eli gets. And he's been really good.
Except for yesterday.
Three Ks and everything
He made a nice catch.
Nice catch. Yeah. Great catch like that. But, I mean, you got, this guy just continuously trying to hang in there. Ozzie's been better. He had a home run over the weekend.
He has been better.
But the fielding is really It was a hot one. But
there was just a couple double plays. I don't know.
A couple of them. Like I thought that the guy, the little fast dude that for the Dodgers, I thought they had, if Ozzie catches the ball on the steal attempt, I think Ozzie gets him.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I think he gets him if he catches the ball.
There's been some weird glove stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, what was the winner's name, Bo? I'm sorry. I forgot.
Tommy in Bethlehem.
Way to go, Tommy.
Congratulations. You're going to see Wiz Khalifa. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into some of the NBA playoff games from over the weekend. Classic performance last night from Buddy Hield. Of course, everyone knew Buddy Hield was going to go off. We'll talk about the games tonight as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a Monday afternoon. Phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well. We'll get back into a couple different NBA-related topics in just a couple of minutes. Fun games over the weekend, couple games tonight, Knicks and Celtics. Great brand matchup. Not a lot of great history between those two teams in the playoffs. Kind of weird, right? Like, as good as both franchises, and the Knicks have been a long time since they won a championship, but when the Knicks were really good, the Celtics kind of weren't, and then the Celtics have been really good.
But the Sixers and the Pistons.
I was listening to some NBA guys kind of just talk about their playoff history. There's maybe like one or two really even kind of good to great playoff series that they've played.
Was it back when the Knicks won
temp? Bernard King in the 80s. Okay. Like, the Celtics got them, I think, for the most part.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. There might have been a random, like,
I'm just thinking,
like,
maybe
Mello.
Was it back in the 70s?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When the Knicks, because they won, what, 71, 72 or 70?
72, 73,
yeah,
something
like that.
That.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the Celtics were still the Celtics.
Yeah.
But I was just curious.
Celtics have been the Celtics since Bill Russell.
Yes.
Pretty much. That was a long time ago. Yeah. I figured out what to do with the Michigan thing.
Okay.
I think we can all agree on this, probably. I don't want to speak for everybody, but I feel confident. Just take the national championship away and give it to Washington.
Works for me.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, would you go buy a T-shirt?
I don't know. Probably.
Would you go buy a T-shirt?
How long would we have to get away from it before people kind of forgot the details?
Think about this. Okay. Who got their title taken away from them? UNLV, didn't they?
Yeah.
They took UNLV.
Yeah, UNLV.
They beat Duke that year.
They beat Duke by 30. That never happened, according to the NCAA.
So does Duke get the title?
That's a great question. I think it's just vacated.
Oh, okay, it's vacated. Okay.
Right?
All right.
Well, it's like when they take – didn't they take Heismans or something? Like Reggie Bush, like
Reggie's.
No one won the Heisman that year. Yeah, right. I watched Reggie Bush.
I saw what that guy did.
He won the Heisman. Yeah. I also watched him win the Heisman. Yeah. They gave it to him.
Yes. So,
and I know that they've undone that, I think.
I would think that if, like, if they took – Like, would you buy a t-shirt? I would.
I think I would.
And a flag?
Yeah.
And a flag.
Sure. Why not? Who cares? I mean, like, I wonder, like, what Penix would do. You know what I mean? Like, he'd be like, nah, we didn't beat those guys.
No.
I don't know. Or do you take the ring and just pretend? Because, like, 15, 20 years from now,
nobody's gonna know.
Nobody remembers
no.
details.
No.
You're because, just like, yeah, we won the national championship in 2024. And like, oh, yeah, I remember that team.
And that's what you're like, oh, I know. But then there's that, well, actually, dork. Well, actually, after several infractions, Michigan was stripped of that title.
It's pretty crazy that Michigan, in the midst of all of that, Jim Harbaugh missed five games
yes.
that year, and
yes.
they still won the national mm-hmm. championship. They were good.
Yes, they were.
They had a lot
They're
of really good, good players
really good.
On that team.
They were really, really good, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I think, you know.
Although I still believe that if Georgia gets in the playoff that year, I think Georgia was the best team in the country that year.
I think we're too.
It was a bad quarter against Alabama. I think Georgia was the best team in the country that year.
And according to every Michigan fan that I saw on that damn cruise, all of them said the same thing.
Yeah.
Glad we play Georgia.
Yeah.
Glad we play Georgia. I'm like, I don't care if we play Georgia. No, y'all are national champions, and we ain't.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
yeah.
There's no, like, degrading your championship. There's no asterisk.
Because we do hockey most of the time only around playoff time, me and you.
Yeah.
How good are the Kraken? Because they got the coolest damn name.
Not good.
They're not good. Okay, I was curious about that. I was like, how good? Because I always think about the Kraken and then Seattle.
Cool name, great logo.
Yeah, right.
They made that like the anchor and the space needle.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's good gear.
It's awesome.
I think if I lived there still, I probably would be a fan.
Really?
Of them.
Okay.
I just, you know, I don't have enough. I don't have the time to become a fan of the Kraken right now out here. You know? The games are on late. We got stuff to do.
Okay. Makes it.
Because people, are you a fan of them now? Like, I don't know. They started and I lived here. Like, if Atlanta got a hockey team, I'd become a fan of them.
Yes, me too.
Yeah. But, I would love to do that.
Yeah. So, but they're never going to get another hockey team.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. People are talking about building that thing up there in North. You know?
Yeah.
They're talking about it.
All right,
Cherokee County or something like that. Why don't you buy that?
I just don't buy that.
Why?
I don't think that they're going to give Atlanta a hockey team.
Oh.
That's my only thing. I don't
think they build it.
I think they will.
They build it. I think Atlanta could support anything.
I do
think
too.
It was just poorly
I just don't
run.
Think they are. I just don't think they are.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's focus our energies on Seattle getting a basketball team first.
That's it.
You know?
Right.
If we're expanding or doing anything like that, let's do that. All right. So we got all the second round matchups set after yesterday's game. Game 7 between the Warriors and the Rockets. Buddy Hield hit 9 threes.
9.
I didn't see that coming.
2.5 court shot.
Buddy Hield has always been a fun player. I always kind of thought, like, if he got into a situation like this, he could thrive.
Yes.
And then he got benched like half the season for the Warriors. Like
yeah.
he, there was a time in the year where he was out of the rotation.
Yeah, but
and then obviously he did what he did last night. It's awesome, really, really important role player for what they're doing right now. I just always liked him. I'm happy for Buddy.
He always smiling.
Yeah,
he's always smiling.
Yeah, how do you not like a smiley guy from the islands?
From the islands, from the island. But I think you know the way Steph played the game yesterday. Just all around. He was defending his ass off yesterday, and he was taking
10 rebounds.
They said he led the team in what, points, assists, and rebound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that, you know, when you look at
– well, not points. Buddy Hield had 33.
No, I'm talking about the whole series.
Got it.
But I think that, you know, when he – when Steph goes against these defensive teams, because Houston did everything. They threw everything at Steph.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like – and then not to mention he has his banged up thumb on his shooting hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they did everything, and he was able to – when he got a breather, he was able to get it off. And you saw that late in the second half with some of those threes that he had hit. Well, yeah, I would have never – ever. I thought – I didn't even realize Buddy Hield was still on the team. All people kept talking about is why Jonathan Kuminga ain't playing. There's a reason why he ain't playing. I don't know what it is, but there's a reason why he's not playing.
I don't know what it is either.
Yeah.
But also now part of it is confidence.
Yes.
Like Kerr wrecked it.
Yeah.
You can't put him back in there now. And they could probably really use him in
yes,
the series against Minnesota.
They could.
Like an athletic guy like that would really be helpful against some of Minnesota's athleticism and size. But I think Kerr, I don't know, as great of a coach as he is, and I think he's a great coach. There was this weird like internet conversation the last couple of years of like him being an overrated coach. And I was like, I don't know, man. There's too many examples of him having great game plans in big moments for people to.
Andy, I think a lot of that goes back to the talent. I mean, I heard people say Phil Jackson's overrated.
Yeah, I know.
You know, Greg Popovich, who right now they're doing his presser and everything, and everybody's back. I saw a picture with DeJounte Murray in it. All his big Spurs are there. Yeah,
cool.
So everybody's back there to see Pop.
But just tell me a great coach that didn't have great talent.
Exactly.
It doesn't exist.
I'm saying, like, who won with Not with not a lot of talent.
Nobody. Nobody did.
It usually helps.
You have to.
It usually helps to, yeah, to have one of those guys, man. So, yeah, I don't really look at that, you know, Steve Kerr. I just know this. When Steph leaves, Steve's leaving.
Yeah.
When Steph decides to retire, Steve Kerr's retiring.
He seems like a smart guy.
Yes.
Like a self-aware guy.
That was a great damn run, babe.
It was fun. He already did a little broadcasting.
Yeah.
Just go back to being a broadcaster.
I don't want to do that, man. I'm going to be sitting here chilling.
Yeah. He's probably got plenty of money.
Oh, yeah. He has plenty of that. But, no, I think.
You think they can beat the Wolves?
Yes, I do think they can. Mm-hmm. I don't think they will, but I think they can. I think they can. Because the only thing, the Minnesota, they are just as athletic as Houston. They're bigger than Houston. Mm-hmm. But they can shoot.
Yes.
And Houston can't shoot.
They have guys that can shoot, and they have the thing that everybody needs, but the thing that Houston really needs, which is a star player who can do everything himself.
And they have one, though.
I do wonder what Houston does this offseason. Like, how do you think they handle what this year was? They had a great year. They were the number two seed, but then they lose in the first round.
They got a hell of a coach.
They do.
Hell of a coach. Hell of leadership. Like, we talk about Van Fleet and everything like that. Shingun, all-star level big.
All-star player, really good player. Not a fun player to watch.
No, he's rugged.
Very, very, like, it works.
Yeah.
But it's not pretty.
They got to figure out, I know the one name everybody keeps tossing out there is Kevin Durant. Because I think Jalen Green's got to go.
Yes.
I think Jabari's pretty good. Thompson, he can't go nowhere.
No. Amen Thompson.
No, he can't go nowhere.
Ceiling feels
unless,
like it's,
unless you're getting Anthony or somebody like that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Like the only way you're giving him up is
Dylan Brooks can stay around because he gives you that toughness and everything like that.
Yeah, like there's guys like that that you need, but like also nobody's going to want Dylan Brooks in a trade for Kevin Durant or for like Giannis. Like if Giannis is, because you know, people are going to call. If I was them, I would call on Giannis. You can have, what do you need? What do you want? We got some picks.
Yeah, they got
because Minnesota or Milwaukee's got no picks.
Yes, that's their biggest issue. They have no picks.
We got some picks. You can have those.
But Giannis,
you can have Shingun.
Giannis just put out a picture of himself talking about Cream City. He got
what's that?
A picture of him. What they call it, Cream City?
I know. I'm pretending I didn't know.
I was like, hold on.
I want you to explain to me why Milwaukee's called Cream City.
I was like, Cream City? What the hell is that? But yeah, then his wife had pictures of so he. It seemed to me he wants to be there.
A lot of jokes I want to make, but I'm not gonna.
Don't do that. Okay. Not right now. All right. Show almost over.
We're almost there.
We're almost done. Let's get to Tuesday. let's get to Tuesday.
It's
man.
Just such a bad nickname.
I know it's awful
for a city.
You think Cream? You think?
I remember when every team had like the City Edition jerseys. Yes. They actually had a year where they wore Cream City jerseys.
Dollar bill, y'all. I have no clue, man. I don't know. I have no clue why.
I don't think that's why it's called that.
I mean, all I can go with is that we're trying.
Cash rules everything around me, City.
The money. Dollar.
Yeah, pretty
bill,
sure Method Man is from Milwaukee.
You never know where people are from.
Well, you do know. Because they tell you all the time.
But they live in New York City, but he might have been born in Milwaukee.
Maybe he was. Yeah. That's probably why they call it that.
Doo-doo.
Maybe it's the dairy industry.
I mean, it's home of the cheese, ain't it?
They love cheese.
Yeah,
in Wisconsin.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yeah, a lot of cheese, a lot of cows, milk, cream.
A lot
stuff
of
D-minus
shakes.
Yeah, sure. That's probably not high on the list of reasons to go to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I got Timberwolves in 7.
All right. I'll go with you on that one.
I got Celtics in 6.
I got Celtics in 5.
Yes,
Celtics in 5.
That's the only deliberation I was making. That's how Celtics much I. That's how good I think Jalen Brunson is.
Yes, Celtics in 5.
I think Jalen Brunson can will them to 2 wins
if
in that series.
If they can get the game in the fourth quarter, meaning that Boston is shooting like crap.
Like Boston will have one of those games where they don't make their threes.
But the only thing about it is they got like multiple dudes to throw at Jay.
I know.
They got so many. That's why I said Carl Anthony in that booty out three, he got to go.
Okay. They'll have one game where they don't make their threes and the Knicks can win that game.
Okay.
And then Carl Anthony is going to have one good game.
Yes.
Like he'll have one 35-point game and then the rest of the games he'll foul out.
Got to have it.
Yeah.
Got to have it.
That's how they can
do it. No, I'll say Knicks in 5.
Thunder or Nuggets?
Give me the young boys in 6.
I got the Thunder in 7.
Give me the young boys in 6.
And maybe I'm a little bit like over hyped about what I saw from the Nuggets yesterday or on Saturday.
But think of who they're playing.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah,
that's true. The Clippers just quit.
But I think the
just
thing,
a bunch of quitters.
The thing with OKC is, you know, the same thing that they said at the beginning of the playoffs. They're great.
Yeah,
you got to show me.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Yeah,
they've done everything that you can do other than advance to the conference finals and then advance.
They were
to the
number one seed last year.
They were. That's right. And then I got the Cavs in 7. Still, I still believe in them. I know they lost yesterday. I still think they win.
Give me the Pacers six.
Really? Six?
Yeah.
Six?
The Pacers six.
The Cavs won 64 games this year.
And what the hell does that mean?
It means they're good.
Didn't your Seattle Mariners win 100 games?
Oh, yeah, but that's different. They weren't good. That's Seattle.
You lucked over 100 games.
116.
116 games.
Everybody
you
was on
up.
Steroids. They didn't have good pitching.
They won 116 damn games.
I know, but it was the weirdest not good 116 win team ever.
I don't understand this Garland thing. If you're telling me.
Yeah, that's the key.
That's going to be the key.
If Darius Garland can't play, then you're right. They probably
you
do lose.
You're going to tell me
six.
That Mobley's going to look like an all-star. He played well.
He played okay. He needs to shoot more. He needs to be more aggressive.
Two guys, and he's not one of the two.
Ty Jerome can't shoot 20 times again. We cannot do that. All right, let's come back. We'll get to an AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open. Load them up. 404-726-0929. You ask, we answer. Coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, got a couple phone lines open if you want to jump on at 404-726-0929. Also, after Mike, Rich, Shane, and Tababi ask their questions, then their line will be free, and you can jump on hold on their line as well. That's a nice-looking hat you got over there.
Yeah, man, shout out to my main man, Mike Bell, who every time he goes to a Formula One, most of the time he brings me back a hat. Calls me yesterday, says, Randy, sends a picture. What you think of this hat? I said, I love it. And so Mike Bell got me, like he always does, goes when
that's cool.
When he goes to the Formula One races, Mike Bell always brings me a hat back. So appreciate you, Mikey B. I mean, I really do like it. I love it.
Yeah, it's a nice color. What would you call that? Is that like?
It's dolphin aqua.
It's an aqua.
Yeah, dolphin aqua.
That's a good, yeah.
That's
very cool. All right, let's start with Mike in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
What up, fellas? I ain't spending them kids by the Avocado short. I put my wallet everywhere me and my wife go. I get 2 shots of Ciroc for her, 2 shots of Crown for me and my cargo pocket. So they can miss me with they book bag. Did you get to go see Simmons, man?
I did. Me and my wife went and saw it Friday night.
Okay. That's cool.
And I made sure I stayed to the end like you told me to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Did you like it?
Yes, I loved it. I loved it. It's such
a
good
movie. Yeah, man. That, the way it is, man, but I don't want to spoil for nobody.
Let's not do that.
I heard some young people debating French fries. You know, for us growing up, it was always McDonald's fries. But I'm kind of torn with the Popeye's fries versus Arby fries. What's a go-to fries for y'all?
Okay.
Oh, man.
Thanks, Mike.
I'll tell you this. Like, I don't eat them like I used to, because I love me some damn French fries.
God, they're good.
They're so damn good.
We made tater tots last night with the burgers that I grilled.
So freaking good.
God,
too.
They're good.
But I'm still gonna be biased to Checker fries.
Yeah,
I mean we got 2 bags of them Checker fries in the freezer, man. Throw them thing in the air fryer.
What a treat to be able to make at home.
Yes,
that's one of the technology advances I like.
I'm still partial to
air fryer and restaurant fries that you could get at the store.
I'm going with Checker fries.
I love Arby's fries. Mm. I think I always, as a kid, thought them being curly was cool.
I think most of us did.
And I still do think that.
Yes.
I still do think that it's cool. I also like that Mike called it McDonald's.
McDonald's, baby.
McDonald's. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
Not going to lie, Randy, I keep some Checker fries in the freezer
in
my little air fryer. I can't lie.
Yeah, man.
But I got 2 questions for y'all. First one, you could pick a week in Jamaica with the family or a week at home, no wife, no kids, no responsibilities, just chilling, doing what you want. How you going? And the second one, today Cinco de Mayo. So, like, what's your perfect drink that you're drinking and what you putting on the grill or what you rather consume on a day like today?
Okay.
Thank you, Rich.
I love Jamaica. I really do. And I love my family. So I'm going to go to Jamaica because me, like, I they're going to visit her mom and them for, like, 5 days in next month. And so I'm going to have the whole house to myself. I've done that before. And it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. But me being on the beach, I can hang with my kids as long as I'm on the beach. You know what I'm saying? Just not doing that and chilling.
No, that sounds great.
That's awesome.
I've never been to Jamaica, so I'll take Jamaica.
It.
I would.
You'll love
it. We'll go someday.
You'll love it.
I really want to go.
You'll love it. I'm not grilling anything.
No,
We're making tacos and everything. Taco salads.
What taco meat do you go with?
Huh?
What's the meat?
I like the shredded beef.
Okay.
Like I like the shredded, like the ones that they use for like Philly cheesesteaks. They got a shredded meat.
Yeah, like Steakums.
Steakums. Yeah, I like doing that.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, I like doing that.
We normally would do chicken, but a couple weeks ago she did just like ground beef.
Mm-hmm. I love the ground beef.
What a treat!
The ground beef is going to be for the salad, for the taco salad.
Oh, okay.
Bacon, and then I'm gonna use that one.
She got some hard shells.
Do you do hard shells?
Not usually, almost never, but she got some hard shells too, and it just felt like childhood.
Really?
It's like hard shells with ground beef.
Oh, yeah.
It was.
Man,
doing the walking tacos at all?
The what?
Walking tacos. So you can buy these from gas stations. Now we just do them at home. It's literally a sealed bag, and it comes with the cheese and the meat from a gas station, and it's chips.
Oh, no, I
like
heard
Doritos.
That.
You
heard
put
that.
The taco stuff on top of it, and you just eat it with a fork.
Just kind of mix it up.
We make those at home now. It's the only way we eat tacos, pretty much. That's when we make them at home.
I've never heard it before.
That sounds awesome.
We get a bag of Doritos. You put the Doritos down on the plate.
Yeah.
All the taco toppings you would put on any taco and eat them with a fork.
That was the hard shells. We had some that had Doritos dust on it.
Yes.
God, that was good.
Yes.
So that's really good.
And I'm drinking Busch. And we may take a shot to kill. You know, I don't really drink a lot of liquor during the week.
I might do some of that tequila that you brought us back.
Oh, yeah, it's still
because that's still in there, not
still,
open.
It's still on there.
Yeah, that's a
great day for it.
Starting to come together.
There we go.
Starting to come together. Shane's in Fayetteville. Hey, Shane.
What's up, y'all? Last week, the great Mike Johnson put out his top 5 Outkast list songs, and it offended me so bad I have to use words like egregious and atrocity. So my top 5 Outkast songs would be The Art of Storytelling Part 1.
Oh, yeah.
Aquemini. Yes. AC Aliens.
Yes.
Then it's Spaghetti Johnson and Bomb Over Mad Dad.
Mm.
What's y'all top 5 if you could do one?
Okay.
You take it, Andy.
I'll just say some. I love so many of their songs so much.
Yeah.
I love Both Art of Storytellings. Both are so good. And then there's others too that aren't on Aquemini. There's Art of Storytelling Part 3 and 4 also. But those two on that album are great. I love the song Liberation because it has CeeLo and Erykah Badu on it too. And Big Rube at the end as well.
I just love Liberation.
It's just such a great song.
It's a great freaking song.
Yeah.
There's a fine line. Oh, yeah. Let me get,
I love that song.
You better look at me. Check that line.
That might be, it's hard to say because they're not, I don't know. It's a great song. It might be my favorite. I don't know if it's my favorite.
I would not be mad at you if you said it was.
I don't know if it is. It might be. Depends on the day. God, I don't know. Southern Playalistic, just the song on that album, is an incredible song. Crumbling Herb is an incredible song. Wheels of Steel, I got to put that up there because when they go back and forth, so good. The second half of Aquemini, the whole song's great.
My name is Big Boy, Daddy Fat Sack.
Both of their verses in the second half of Aquemini.
I'm about to ten, count to ten. Oh, yeah.
That might be the greatest verse in rap history. Yes. So, yeah, those ones. those ones, and then, I don't know, others too. Tababi is in Atlanta. Hey, Tababi.
All right, so I consulted an expert that I know, and about 20 guys would get absolutely destroyed. But as long as they are working together, the gorilla is going to lose.
Okay. How?
And Randy, because 20 dudes can take out or just going to get like be the casualties, but realistically, the gorilla is going to run out of steam and it's just, gorilla is going to lose. The person works at Atlanta Zoo. They know what they're talking about. Trust me.
Oh, you did like zoologist research.
Oh. No. Okay. No. Yes. See, this is
more people.
This is the thing about this whole get tired. After he massacres the first couple dudes, everybody's gonna park out. You remember how like it'd be like you go, I go. People gonna be, you know how you push it, you go next.
You go,
you go.
It's your turn. No,
it's
you
your
go.
Turn. And while everybody's doing it, it's your turn. The gorilla gonna be getting his energy back up and go massacre some more y'all.
Right, because that's the thing. Is like
100 born hards versus a gorilla. 20 are casualties, and then the other 80 are gonna be the victor.
Who's gonna be the ones that volunteer to be first?
Andy, you know there's some people out there. I mean, Randy, you know there's people out there who just ain't right in the head. And, you know, they think they can take on anybody. And some of those people probably have been in some squabbles throughout their life, and they got some experience.
Maybe. I just hope we don't do it, you know? We don't need people fighting gorillas.
Why are they talking about this Buddy Hill?
We need more love.
Buddy Hill at the club today. Y'all leave Buddy alone with the
Buddy's got some chompers.
And I just wanted to say, it's not a Canadian tuxedo, but growing up, my dad, he wore what I call it, a Sparta sweatsuit. My dad's from Sparta, Georgia, but it's the denim jacket, denim shirt with the denim pants with the heavy starch in the crease.
Yes, sir.
With some Stacey Adams boots.
Yes, sir. Country as hell.
There we go.
I'm the Jerry Curl. Can't forget my dad's Jerry Curl riding around in a Oldsmobile 98 on some Vogues.
Yeah, man.
My dad's a different type of player.
All right, thanks to Bobby.
Yeah, man, like you ain't live, and until you know people with the, it ain't just the Jerry Curl, it's the bag, it's the cap. Yeah, you ain't lived till you ain't known somebody with the cap. Yeah, oh man, ain't no worse smelling thing.
You think that's coming back?
Ain't no,
because like everything kind of comes back. You
ain't
know?
No worse smelling thing than a damn Jerry Curl juice bag cap.
Because we've seen a lot of fashions come
Jericho
back around.
Jericho ain't coming back.
You don't think so?
Jericho ain't coming back.
Why not?
No. I mean, no.
Why'd it happen
Hold
if
on.
It's not can't happen again?
It's some, like Tobias was talking about his pop. It's some cats that still do that, that still think that they heal.
Right. They never stopped.
They never stopped doing it.
That's not coming back. They just never left. Like, they've been having it since it started.
Yeah, it's still some creased out and everything like that. My Uncle Greg, Uncle Dave, shout out my uncle. Yeah, I love you, man. Love you, man. Love you. Love you. But, yeah, it's a... They're still there.
There was a lot of creased jeans at Dudley's.
Yeah. I'm saying,
that night we hung out at Dudley's.
I told you, I was like,
a lot of creased jeans at Dudley's.
And that's what I'm saying.
But then, and I mean that as the highest compliment.
But when you get that crease, when you get creases like that, you get your face down and look at it. You know what I'm saying?
You have a ruler?
Yeah, you like that face down, looking at that thing, making sure that thing coming out straight.
All right. Ed's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Andy Bunker. Hey, got a question for you here. Sure. Now, I noticed on Saturday, from your big victory this weekend, you were using mainly the draw off the tee, and then on Sunday you went to the fade. Was that due to conditions? And then secondly, on Sunday I noticed you switched adult beverages on the back nine. Oh. Did that lead to the victory for you?
Thank you, Ed. I was pulling a lot of my tee shots on Sunday, Randy, but it wasn't intentional.
Okay.
I was a little tight, I'll be honest with you.
Really?
Sleeping on the lead some Saturday night. Showed up to the course on Sunday. It took me a couple holes. I made bogey on two of the first three holes on Sunday, and I was like, "What are we doing here? Like, are you nervous about a golf tournament? Like, right. What are you? This isn't the Masters. You're playing against a bunch of other dads in Smyrna.
Like, really?
You got to be the king dad of Smyrna.
Dude.
Right? Yeah, I was. I missed like a 4-footer for par on the third hole, and I was like, I missed that because I was nervous.
Were you?
And I was like, you better take some breaths and get it together.
Are you? But you handled the pressure and you, hey.
I got it together.
You came through.
Got it together. But no, I was a little tight at first. I was like, oh man, I want that trophy, Randy.
Yeah, man.
You know, I could taste it. I went to the course on Sunday morning and Lily said, bring me home a trophy, Daddy.
Oh, you got to do that.
So yeah, a little extra pressure there.
You got to do that.
And like, they're texting me during and it's like, Lily's talking about the trophy. And I was like, I just made two bogeys. Better tighten it up and get this thing together. All right, David's in Conyers.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, David.
Hey, I asked the screener, what do you guys take on the Falcons this year? I mean, I know we talk about it to a wit's end, but I'm really feeling a kind of like confidence, man. Like, I'm going to do good this year.
Okay.
All right, David.
All right, David. Well, this is what we talked about last week as far as confidence. And Andy?
I've got early onset excitement.
Yes. And
early onset optimism.
You should. Because my thing is, like, why would go into the offseason? And you know what? Mike Bell's here because I wanted to ask Mike how he started feeling. Because you remember, Mike was, I'm out. I'm done. I'm out. And everything like that. So I wonder if Mike B has come around, you know, as far as after the draft and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right where I always need to be with this football team. and I'm a Wilson.
You're playing it safe.
Yep, we'll see. I'll say what they should do.
Yeah.
They should win the division.
They should.
And be better than just, we just wanted to win the division.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
That shouldn't be the
end all be all.
The end all be all standard, whatever. Because last year it was outrun the South.
Yes.
They didn't do that.
No.
They
outran the South. They just didn't win it.
Then they let them catch them.
Yeah. They outran it.
They got off to a great start. Yep. It was like the tortoise and the hare.
Yep. Then that bow.
And then they slowed down.
Yeah. That bow jumped on them.
And Kirk's shoulder got hurt.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know. I mean, I've said this a lot of times. I'll continue to say it. It's just different for me now, rooting for them. Pulling for them, being excited for them with Penix at quarterback. I've got more emotion in it than I ever have. And we'll see how that goes. One thing I know is he's not going to make any mistakes.
Nope.
Not on this show.
Nope.
That was the receiver's fault.
I already know how that's going
to
be.
Penix threw it right to the guy. Well, yeah. He threw it right to where he was supposed to.
I already know how that's going
to
be.
The receiver ran the wrong route.
Yeah. I already know how it's going
to
be.
I'm going to be telling Randy. Randy's like, do you even know what was supposed to happen on the play?
No.
And I'm going to pretend I do.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, Randy, I'm very familiar with the concept.
All right, no.
From when I played in the NFL.
All right, that's all I'm going to say.
Penix didn't make any mistakes.
I can see me right now doing all the Drewski pose on your ass.
Randy's like, no, we ran that exact play when I was in Miami. So what? I don't care. Penix is.
You ran it wrong.
You ran it wrong then, too. You don't remember. All right. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
Oh, my goodness.
It's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio
92.9
The Game.
My man Andy had a winning weekend, and he likes to let his ankles breathe.
Got to let him see the ankle bones.
Yes, sir.
Randy wants you to call him Cargo Randy.
Yes.
Because of his cargo shorts.
I don't care. Damn them kids.
And Randy is all about the funk.
All about it, baby.
I'm not sure what a weird duck looks like, but I bet it's Connor Stallions. And Andy's so wise because he still has his wisdom teeth in.
Yep.
Who knew?
Method Man. Probably from Milwaukee.
Cream City.
Cream, baby.
We figured it out. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11. Have a great rest of your Monday.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.